Hey, y'all. Support for today's episode of The Read comes from the new podcast, Tales of Your City. It's based on the book series, Tales of the City by Armistead Maupin, and the upcoming Netflix series of the same title. Tales of Your City will use six cities across America, which are New York, Atlanta, New Orleans, Minneapolis, LA, and San Francisco, as backdrops for stories about queer communities and the folks that live in them. Cannot wait. Tune in to Tales of Your City. New episodes are dropping every Monday. Check it out.
Hey, y'all. Today's show is also being sponsored by FX on Tuesday, June 11th, which is very soon. One of my favorite shows and FX original series, Pose, is coming back for their second season. The legends, icons, and ferocious house mothers of New York's 1990s underground ball culture are going mainstream. Pose is the journey of a community set free to discover themselves in their voices. Each member pushing past social standards and letting their authentic selves shine. Find out why critics call the first season of Pose groundbreaking. I can't wait to see how they're going to cover that whole, like, you know, Vogue, trickling into pop culture and having to be like, oh, you girls are going to have to give us our things back.
Is Reagan going to acknowledge AIDS during this next season? Happens. Who knows?
Created by Ryan Murphy, Brad Falchuk, and Stephen Canals, the all-new season of Pose premieres Tuesday, June 11th at 10 on FX. Go watch it. Now let's start the show. I don't mind what people say or do.
Come on now.
But I do mind what you believe is true. You are the only one getting all my love, 'cause what they do,
all right,
ain't nothing new. Players, they gon' play.
They gon' play.
And niggas, they gonna nick.
They gonna nick.
Ballers, they gon' ball.
They gon' ball.
I don't have anything.
Oh, a classic.
Oh, great. I mean, that was when Notori came and was like, oh, well, this is what I do.
This is it.
Since then.
Oh, I can't help but think of Adrienne Bailon every time I hear that music, obviously. But then also because she's pretty much the only one of them still working. Wasn't she in that group? She was in 3LW, right?
Yeah, that's not true.
Oh, wait, no, Naturi is on that one show.
Power.
The nigga show I don't look at. Yes, that one. I tried. I'm sorry, niggas. I tried with
Sex
Power.
Sex is Spectacular is the one who doesn't work.
Oh, yes. Keely.
Yes.
Now, what a train wreck that was.
You know, I was thinking the other day, why... They knew that she had that speech impediment, and they still
gave her
all of those S's.
Everything with an S. I'm like, why?
Why would you do that?
I mean, like, it just feels like there's three girls here. We can kind of remix the parts to play to everybody's strengths. But, you know, they wasn't halfway even managing them girls, you know. I think it was just
that's
kind of
that
like
chicken dinner came across that car.
Let's hurry up and make some money, and that's that, you know.
Hey, guys, welcome back to The Read. I'm Shensia.
And I'm Ali Wong.
Another week and fuckery and fun.
That's right. We're back.
Black Excellence this week is going to go out to sophomore Khalil Green at Yale. Mm-hmm. He is the first Black student body president of the university. And
of course, of course, Jesus.
Yale.
Woo! How old is Yale?
Super old, sis.
Good God.
Says I'm because of them we can. It has been 145 years since the first African-American student graduated from Yale.
145
years. That's just the first Black graduation.
Because this school is older than America. It's founded in 1701. God damn.
Underground? How does that even...
I cannot.
Well, you know, Yale had some interesting headlines. I mean, last year, I think it was when that story about the Black student who she like fell asleep.
In the commons and got the police called on her.
Some white girl called the cops on her. Because surely she just snuck on campus and took a nap in the dorm rooms.
Because that's, you know, what vagrants do. They just wander onto college campuses and just sleep in libraries.
Just got to watch them.
That's just, you know... Instead of, you know, you would think the logical leap here would be this is someone who also goes to my school and she's taking a nap. You know, that's the first thing I would think, but
Khalil says, I wanted to amplify the voices of the undeserved, underserved.
It's hard. That's a
Those are
mix
two
up.
Huge
vastly different meanings.
Let's
but easy to mix
get
them
it together
up.
On today. Underserved communities on campus, especially students of color. He also said, I think that we can be a more diverse and inclusive campus, and I'm grateful for the role that I'll have in making that happen. One of the aspects they're focusing on his policy, according to his campaign's website, is the fostering of a safer, healthier, and more equitable campus culture, as well as the facilitation of meaningful interactions between Yale and New Haven, the enhancement of the quality of the university's academics and facilities, and the improvement of the YCC's capacity to cater to student demands. In other words, no more your fuck shit.
No more. This school has been not even just catering, but bending over backwards for white people and their fragility for the past, you know, few centuries. And it's about time y'all focus on the rest of us. Amen.
Khalil's an economics major and is also an executive board member of Yale's Black Men's Union. So congratulations to you, young man. And here's to you doing great things.
And all 52 of you black men who go to Yale. Hope y'all are finding community. You know, the thing about white schools is the whiter your school is, the tighter the BSU tends to be. Like the black kids on campus.
Kind of have to be.
Nigga, you have to be.
Yeah.
Even at OU, you know, it's only 3,000 niggas, but it's 30,000 students. So it was like, we got. Anyway, shout out to that young man. That's incredible.
This week in our pop culture segment, which is called Act Like a Bottom, Think Like Hot Tops. Where to begin?
What an easy way to get caught up. God damn.
Or to have a great time.
You know, it's pride. So that's what we up to.
Okay. So first of all, Beyonce's husband is hip hop's first billionaire. In case you didn't know, he owns lots of things, all kinds of things.
Like so many things.
Two alcohol brands, a streaming service, his music, obviously.
Yeah.
Nightclubs. And
what about Rockefeller?
Oh,
or did he give that to Blue Ivy?
That might be.
Blue Ivy is president or CEO of one of them, right? She owns
I think
one
so.
Of them.
I don't,
remember, probably. It was like before she was even born. He was like, here you go.
Here are your things.
I mean, that is great for him.
It's like the season where Forbes starts reminding everybody how rich all of these people are for the things that they do. Rihanna was also listed as like she's the wealthiest woman in music.
Oh,
apparently.
That's very nice.
Her net worth is like $600 million.
Ooh. You know,
I mean, music, yes, but then the doll is also selling bras and panties and makeup. Things that the girls want.
Right. I mean, and nothing wrong with branching out and creating an empire for yourself. I just hear that kind of money and I think, my God, there are people who like cannot eat and cannot afford shoes for their baby. And then we have a world where people are also billionaires. Not saying like fuck them for being rich, but just like, what kind of society is this, you know?
There was a story that Rihanna is renting out an island in Essex, like some English island, to finish recording her album.
Okay.
And like there are like cottages for her family and friends and studios and whirlpools and probably aquariums and shit all over the place.
Well, you can do that.
And
when
it's like $20,000 a day to rent.
Of course it is.
But I don't know if it's
the
called...
The wealthiest woman in music can do that easily, okay? That ain't nothing.
Osea Island? I don't know what the name of the island is. I don't know how to say it.
I honestly did not know England had islands. I'm going to be real.
I'm going to...
Is Ireland an island?
Ireland?
I don't know where Ireland is. I'm bad at geography, so...
I don't believe Ireland's an island, but maybe. I don't know anything about anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, technically New York City...
Wait, nigga, it look like one? No, hold on. Let me look at a bigger picture.
I don't really know why New York City counts as an island. But...
Well, Manhattan does, not the whole city.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, Ireland is an island. Hey, ew.
Well...
Anyway,
the management for the island said, I don't know what the fuck y'all hoes are talking about. We don't know her. We haven't spoken to her management or anything like that. It's cute that you're excited, but she's not here.
Well, So who started the rumor? God only knows.
The Navy? I don't know. Like, I don't.
She's so tired of them. She is so tired of y'all asking about that album.
She posted something on her, I was going to say Snapchat. Well, I don't know. One of the
it's Insta story, right?
Yeah. She posted something on there of herself seemingly in the studio in the process of recording some music at like 5 something in the morning, looking like she hates each and every single one of us. So maybe from there they just ran with this idea that of course the bitch would rent an island to do this fucking thing. You know, she's the wealthiest woman ever. I don't know, whatever. And you know, she like lives in London apparently.
Oh no, I did not know
her,
that
her billionaire nigga that she's on a date with, or with his family or something,
the same one she was kissing up.
Yeah, they're still together.
Oh,
apparently.
Okay, good. Yeah. I mean, good or not, but like, good for you, sis.
I think the Shade Room just posted some pictures of them together with his family or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. So we serious. Close,
but
all right.
They've been together for a little minute.
Did you see that interview where somebody asked her if Drake was going to be on the album and she said no?
Yeah.
And she was like, I can tell you what is absolutely not going to happen.
She, in a very crisp and concise way, was like, no, not at all.
No, that's no, it is a Drake-free record this time around.
Which was like, petty to even ask.
Right.
Because why would he be?
Right.
You know,
like, unless, you know, your people already said Drake is going to be on the album, you should ask about it. Why would you do that? But
to be
you,
petty.
You do that, right, to get the messy answer.
Yes. Yeah, so
and that Rihanna
headline.
Reaction. Yep.
Because I was entertained by that.
I was too. Because I just love how, you know, even though they always make great songs, chart-topping hits and all that, it's clear Rihanna has been kind of like annoyed with Drake and not really fucking with that nigga for a while. Even at, remember the MTV, was it the VMAs, and they gave her an award? And
yeah, Drake, I think that was like the beginning of her like backing off.
Right, because he was talking about how he was
said
so
that.
In love.
She said that in an interview, I don't remember when.
Oh.
But she said that like that made her wild uncomfortable. I don't remember who or where
we
she said
about
this
it
at.
On the show.
Yes, I'm sure we did. But I'm pretty sure she said at one point like, I was quite uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, yeah, he said he was in love with you and you dabbed. So I feel like we knew, you know, we had a feeling something was going on.
That's
there.
What I'm talking about. Like, why keep it? Who even gets
on to bigger and better things?
Imagining that if this is truly a reggae inspired album, that she's probably going to have loads of reggae artists
right.
on this. I would love for her and like Coffee, Spice, Shen Yang. Mm. And like, there's another woman in dancehall and reggae that I want her to like link up with all of my lady dancehall faves.
Okay.
And then she can do whatever, whoever the fuck else. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but we don't need Jamaican Drake coming out.
Oh no, none
Nobody
of that.
That nigga decides that he's gonna do something.
Adonis can though. Like, I don't know, you know, what his booking is looking like.
Why? But... I mean, well, Adonis has a flawless Jamaican accent, and don't he already live over there in England? Ain't that where he at with his mama?
Oh, I think they're somewhere European.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say,
or maybe they just live on that free jet that he got.
Oh. We were right. It was gifted. It was a gifted fucking jet. Damn, man.
Merciless.
The more money you
How's
have.
How's his team doing?
The OVO team?
No, the Raptors.
The Raptors. Oh, I think they won one and they lost one. But I'm really
It's only
not
been two
up.
Games.
I think so. I haven't been keeping up with the finals at all because I don't win in this contest. I don't win. Yeah, they're 1-1. Oh, there's another one today, Wednesday.
Are right? the Warriors the team that that man left y'all for?
Yeah.
Does he still play for them?
Mm. The answer to both those questions is yes, and
okay.
Hallelujah. That, yeah, you know, nothing but thoughts and prayers and well things.
Well, yeah, it does say 1-1 here. I will be watching the game. I'm not going to watch
No, you're not. Game. You're not going to go home and look at this. You do not give a shit. Oh,
I
but
will, like, turn it. No, I'm not.
The NBA had to tell the Raptors to tell Drake to calm the fuck down because he was getting in niggas' faces, arguing with niggas and shit. With the Warriors. Like, he don't have... I think he has Stephen and Katie tattoos, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but he, like, covered them up or something.
Yes, but the NBA told the Raptors to control Drake. Wait
Look,
a minute.
Get your nigga.
Wow. It's a radio station
He's
in
doing
the Bay that's
too
not,
much.
It's not playing... They're not playing no more Drake for the rest of the finals. Oh, my God.
Oh, well. I mean...
This is too much.
My niggas got Apple Music and Spotify and shit.
He wore Steph Curry's daddy's jersey because his daddy used to play for Toronto.
Yeah.
So he wore the Raptors jersey.
I saw that.
On the back. I'm like, this nigga was disrespectful.
I mean, if George R.R. Martin wrote Sports Hip Hop Shade, that would be some, you know, maybe like chapter two.
I just know the clips I saw on Instagram, anybody else would have been thrown out of a game for like interacting with players like that. But I guess also the only reason they interacted with him is because of who he is. But he was like definitely trolling.
Well, then I don't want to watch if he's not going to do that anymore.
Well, I think he may actually calm it down since he has been told to chill. Probably he will.
Ew, that's so boring.
I'm sorry.
Hockey players beat the shit out of each other and nobody says anything to them about that.
Well, you know, I don't think white people in their unfettered violence. I can't look at hockey, so I'm not the one to argue about this shit right here.
What else is going on in the world? Bottom's favorite housewife husband... Apollo Nida.
How did I know? Context clues.
Yes. He's been released from prison and is apparently at a halfway house in Philly right now. And we've already seen Instagram posts of him grabbing onto his new wife's ass.
We have.
And I'm just sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, you are holding the phone to your wife's butt cheek as you palm it, and then you're like send, you know, like what?
So excited to get out. He been waiting how long? 7-8 years to get on Instagram.
Why don't you fuck her? Like, why don't you just do that and leave us? Like, we don't.
Right. I feel like Apollo was in jail when we were doing this show. Right. He went to jail while we were doing the show.
I feel like it.
I think so. So he maybe didn't serve the whole 8 years.
He served like 5.
Okay.
So maybe just about around.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, so.
Well, cool, he gets to go, you know, be with his kids.
Does he though? Is he though? How long does he have to
be? I mean, I would hope that, you know, he gets to see his kids.
I mean, I just.
Other than that, I don't care about this.
I feel like Phaedra's probably going to make that kind of hard for him. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe since she's not on TV, she won't be like ridiculous and dramatic and doing
most. Oh, she'll be back.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, you think Apollo will be back too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Okay, and that'll be what bring me back to Housewives of Atlanta, because I did not watch this last season.
Andrea Cohen is going to get to Phaedra's brow and be like, look, bitch, you can come back over here if you want to, but you won't be coming out without a trade.
Did you say Andrea Cohen?
What?
Did you say Andrea Cohen?
I don't know.
Okay.
So
we'll see.
I definitely see them filming separately and also being back on the season, which means that Candy will be focusing on OLG and the dungeon tour and whatever the fuck.
Okay.
His mama has already made it clear that if Phaedra Parks is on set, she won't be there.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. See, that's
Kenya.
The mess. Kenya. Oh.
Kenya. I read the Kenya.
Kenya baby.
Kenya, a beautiful baby.
She's gorgeous.
Kenya, remind me to talk about my new favorite, Kavya James, after this. I mean, not Kavya. Remind me.
Okay.
Yeah, I read that Kenya and Portia were already seen filming together.
Oh, and, that's cute. Like,
so it seems like next season we can probably expect, just prediction.
Okay.
Portia, Kenya, Phaedra.
Ooh, Portia and Phaedra. And Kenya, it's honestly hard for me to believe.
I don't see Portia doing anything else.
It's hard for me to believe that Kenya and Portia are even like cool and on speaking terms, but I may have missed a lot. I just remember, because didn't Kenya like snap in her face, or one of them like put a wand in the other one's face on a reunion or something?
She said, "You're a dumb hoe," into like a megaphone or something.
And then she was like going to beat that bitch's ass.
But that was years ago. And I'm pretty sure like at some point they were like woo 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 with each other. But you know that that's the cycle of housewife drama, is it's like, I'm going to talk about your husband or your mama or your clothes or your house. And then we argue over mimosas. And then we fight on the reunion. again. And then a season and a half later, it's like, oh yeah, we're on good terms, but we only talk shit about each other in the confessionals. And then we rehash the shit that we talked about each other in the reunion.
It's only so many times I can watch
that. And then it's the circle of life.
I can't look at that nonstop.
But
yeah, bring Phaedra's terrible ass back and Apollo too. Have Apollo filming with the niggas as well.
What the fuck else do we need to talk to Phaedra about? Except her.
Well, no, I just want to see the mess. I want to see, honestly, a confrontation between her and Candy, even though I know Candy won't do it.
Candy won't. And
Portia,
Nene, I believe, is also bouncing because she feels like she was ganged up on. I don't know. I don't know. I'm dumb. I don't know. But
that's an easy check, Nene.
Let's talk about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union's baby.
Okay.
And the fact that she doesn't care about any of y'all. She doesn't have time for any of your fucking guff. I just love the fact that every time I see a picture of this baby, she looks like she's judging something or someone.
The world around
and
her.
And I just feel like an appreciation for the spirit personality
God.
That she has. She's always just giving what?
Like I just found her little Instagram and oh my gosh. She
every single one.
She's going to beat somebody's ass.
Like she's so cute. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, she looks just like her daddy. That is her daddy's face on an infant. I can't.
She is always just like, don't have time for your shit. Look.
No, not here either. Mm-mm.
No, I won't be doing it with you. She's so cute.
I'm like, go away, niggas.
Thank you for sharing your pictures of your kids with us.
Yes.
Those of you who share pictures of your kids, because I get to look at how adorable all your kids are and never have any of mine.
Yeah, with none of the responsibility of like actually raising your baby.
It's so great.
But I get to look at how adorable and
how
fun.
Cute.
You are so cute.
I saw another picture. If you have not been to this baby's Instagram, just go do yourself a favor. She's so
you have to go look at her
expressive.
Pictures.
Like, she's just like, girl, okay.
She said, we're not swimming at the swim party. No. That's the caption. Bitch, we're not swimming. And that's that.
I know Gabrielle is having the time of her fucking life.
She looks elated with this baby.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big old huge smile. Just all the teeth.
I saw Trey Songz posted another picture of his baby, like them FaceTiming or something.
Oh, did he?
He's another Gerber baby ass motherfucker, too.
He broke a lot of people's hearts when he posted that little foot in his hand.
I mean, I don't think that means he's never gonna fuck again or fuck someone that's not that child's.
No, they just want to be the first baby mama. It's important.
I mean, look, it's child important. Support got to come out of here. First, second,
there
third.
There you go. That's true. Look, you need to get paid. Day, however, regardless.
Young Jock got 8 kids.
Bye.
This episode is all over the place. Like,
what were we even talking about?
The Real Housewives of Atlanta and light skinned nigga coming back.
Okay. Yes.
Isn't it funny how like Apollo and Phaedra kind of favor owls? Have you ever heard? It's not just me. Because Phaedra totally looks like an owl.
Yes, she does.
Totally looks like an owl.
It's Apollo where I'm not seeing it.
Apollo's sort of owlish.
Okay. Well, in that photo, yeah.
I'm telling you.
But he also looks real Sammy Sosa-ish in that one. So it's let me see if I can find some more. Yeah, right. No, not the real nigga Sammy Sosa. Oh, God damn it. Only Googled Apollo, which of course did not.
Phaedra just gives me, whoo. And her mom. Her mom, I'm not going to talk about her.
No, don't. Well,
if you guys are fans of Star, Lee Daniels doesn't have great news. He got on the Instagram while playing a song I'm sure is from Star.
Right.
Star.
Okay.
And basically said, it ain't happening. I'm quoting.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What he said. He tried very hard to get Star back rolling and things like that. But he also said, how did he phrase this? He said, much like everything that he's done, like all his work, he's like, my next project is going to be Star. And he's like, it'll be in all of my work. All of my work will be connected. Matter of fact, what does this
mean? Does this mean like a spinoff?
I don't know what, because it was like a weird, I don't really, the way that he worded it was
like
strange.
Like a deep nigga type?
Because on one thing, it was like, it made it sound like he was saying my next project is going to be star. As in
he's I'm bringing it back. It.
But then
right.
he was like, it's going to be in all of my works or something like that. And I'm like, wait. So
that must be how.
You guys do a star anthology series? What do
I
you
mean? Maybe it's like how to.
This, everybody, you know, I'll say it in a letter, but in a nutshell, it ain't happening.
You didn't have to laugh.
And just know that
you didn't have to laugh.
Just
like Precious or Empire, that first season, The Butler, Monsters Ball. The next thing I do is gonna be star. So I exist. And it will exist in all of my works.
This is some deep nigga shit.
It will exist in all of my works is what he's saying.
Yeah,
I don't really know what that means.
It's like how Christians be like, he who is within me is within the world.
Oh! You know?
Like, star will be...
You are so right.
Star will be in what I do next because I am star and star is me.
I took this shit literally and you know something... You're right. Yeah. Like, I'm certain that's what the
it absolutely is. It's some spiritual shit. Like, everything I do is star because all of me is in all my projects or whatever the fuck. It's something like that. I guarantee you.
Well, sorry, guys.
Yeah,
James,
sorry.
Brandy and Queen Latifah and...
I mean, expensive cast.
Miley Cyrus.
Expensive music.
And Lynn from Girlfriends. And Clotilda and friends, they're not coming back.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. No, it is sad. It is sad.
It sucks.
It's too bad for you guys.
Show that might be coming back, though. The Boondocks. Apparently,
bitch.
John Witherspoon.
Bitch.
Black comedy king, honestly. Like, can we just continue to shower John Witherspoon?
Yes, we can.
He was on Joe Rogan's podcast and said they're bringing the Boondocks back.
Do not play with me.
I will just say this. I would really... like for Aaron Magruder to be in some sort of a seat if they're really bringing this back. If not,
absolutely.
I'm really not interested. Right. Because we actually have evidence of a Boondocks
without him,
Aaron,
and it wasn't
and
good.
It was a very different time.
I honestly just assumed Aaron would be, you know, starring and executive producing and regular producing and
this,
writing. And
a reboot?
See,
I assume the opposite.
See, if he's not involved, I don't want it.
When he exited, to me, it kind of read, I'm done doing this show. And like the Boondocks.
Right, but it's a different time now. So maybe
I guess,
he changed his mind. But if he hasn't, I won't be looking at it.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that.
Nope, I've seen what y'all do without him. And it is just, it ain't got shit on what it is when he's involved.
There's so many things that the Boondocks could comment on today or that are going on today. But
they
I
could still do the R. Kelly episode. I would love
to
see Aaron Magruder update the.
See, that's what I'm saying. I want it from his perspective.
Yes, I want him to do it.
I want that brain.
I do not want
to make these comments.
You know, I do not want Boondocks stands. No shade, because I am one as well. But I don't want the rest of us who just love the series to create it. I want the nigga who created the series to create it. Like, if not, I just don't. No, I don't. Even though John Witherspoon is so good as Granddad, nigga.
I mean,
nigga.
Absolutely. Absolutely phenomenal.
Regina
that
King
whole
playing
voice cast
Huey and Riley.
Really
oh, it was so good. God yeah. damn, it was so good.
I'm going to clasp my hands together.
Oh, Riley's little dumbass.
For this show, if it does come back, because man, do I love me some Boondocks.
Right, me too. So if Aaron Magruder is involved, I cannot wait for this to come back to TV.
Oh, if that nigga is involved, I'm having a watch party. If he really,
wow.
if he comes out and says, yeah, I'm in, then it's a wrap for all of you niggas. And
it.
I can't wait for you girls to be pissed. Because I don't think that niggas really remember how many episodes actually pissed them off.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
the Boondocks didn't just piss off white folk or BET. Like,
yeah,
the Boondocks came for
niggas.
Everybody.
Right, and did a lot of that through Riley, and I think maybe y'all don't understand that Riley was being used to show you how fucking stupid you are and how... how ignorant
I retweeted somebody
and niggerish your things can be, right? Like niggas that, have been acting like, especially around this conversation around like gay and trans people, like quoting Riley from the Boondocks, like that's making a point when it's like the real point is way over yonder.
Yeah,
like
it's you're on the other side of the room.
You're on the exact opposite direction from where the point is at.
And I mean, besides, you know, picking up on things like the fact that Riley's like 8, you know,
right.
And so him acting the way that he—I
like mean—and was consistently on the wrong side of everything.
But they also put that into works in many episodes where you kind of got to see him be the opposite of the facade that he wears. Like numerous times, Riley was in the middle of keeping it real when keeping it real goes wrong, and was like, "Oh, I'm not that big." And that was one of my favorite things about that little boy is he just wanted to be
gangsta.
He has
a limit, right.
And then even all of the gangsta niggas that he looked up to, he realized weren't even gangsta.
Yeah. What was his name? Thugnificent?
Thugnificent. And then what was the rapper that that was gay?
Oh, I don't remember.
Because one of them was the nigga who that ended up working for like Fed or UPS or some shit. Do you remember?
I think the nigga
who moved across the street from them who had the big rapper. And then eventually he lost
that
all
nigga,
his money.
Yes!
And then he worked for like UPS or some shit.
Yes.
I think that's Thugnificent. But then the other rapper who was gay was something else.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I don't remember. Now I got to go back and watch.
Y'all will remind me.
I have to find
it. Man, what a show.
It's just incredible. So if it ain't got Aaron, just gonna urge you to keep it.
I'm not gonna lie. If it doesn't have Aaron, I'm gonna give you not the pilot, but I'm gonna give you episode one. Like,
I mean,
I will definitely, I just love the Boondocks too much. I will watch episode one. And if I am not just blown away, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm not gonna watch it.
I'm not gonna watch. I'm gonna let you tell me whether I should watch
That's
it or
okay.
not.
Okay.
I'm gonna use you for that. Thank you so much.
So, do you remember Young Thug's daughter who was in that video talking about I'm motherfucking tired? What is that baby's name?
What?
You don't remember the video of Young Thug's daughter where she had the goals in her mouth and she was saying, I'm motherfucking tired?
No.
That was like a meme for a while. You really don't?
How long ago was... Oh, here she... Oh, this little girl. I Googled it. There she is.
I just can't... Where is her name?
I mean, but I just Googled Young Thug's daughter is tired.
She,
I'm motherfucking tired.
Her little accent.
Right. Country accent. <hell. laughs>
So this baby girl went pretty viral again recently on the internet because she was being recorded driving a car down the street. At 7.
A car? Like a motor vehicle?
Like.
Not a Barbie Jeep?
Like a car.
Like a Honda?
Pushing a real whip, yes.
What? Like her.
Some adult is recording her as she's driving down a pretty, like.
Residential.
Empty, yeah, road.
Okay.
But
7?
And like when I tell you she is just have you ever like tried to put like a cat in water or something?
Yes.
Like,
and how it will grip the wall.
Clutched onto the steering wheel looking like I don't want to do this anymore. Like,
so why is she driving the car?
I don't know, man. Anyway, so obviously.
Did she say she wanted to do it and then she changed her mind and niggas was like, you're doing
nigga.
It. Oh, God.
So, of course, Child Protective Services, and by Child Protective Services, I just mean you niggas on
the
internet.
Room,
felt as though you needed to give, you know, your commentary and things like that. And I mean, they ripped Pooch Hall to bits, deservedly. So the girls were like,
okay,
no, we're not doing this fuck shit. The baby is 7. She can't even see over the damn steering wheel.
Right. Like, that's, I could see if she was sitting on an adult's lap. And they were doing the pedals.
Oh, yeah, people do that all the time.
She was steering, right. But like a 7-year, how does she even touch the pedal and the wheel at the same time?
I don't know. You know, you don't really have to.
Maybe it's just me who was always so painfully short that was like a real struggle for a long time. But goddamn.
Well, Young Thug posted an iOS press release because he takes this very seriously.
Don't we all?
And it says the following. Never would I put my child's life in danger, nor anyone else's life. Well, okay, wait a minute.
What?
I am out of town, and that video is clearly in Atlanta, which That made me laugh so hard. Because if you look at the video, it is clearly Atlanta. It's literally just like a street, yeah, too. Like, there's that, but it's like, oh, she's at home. I'm a very safe man, especially when it come down to my kids. I am very smart. Last thing I'm looking for is clout / fame. I have both. Plus, she wouldn't dare even ask me, could she drive a car? But it'll be handled expeditiously. Heart emojis. You people must get smarter than you are to think I'm anywhere near such a thing. Okay, so basically, to me, this just read it was her baby mama. It was my baby mama.
Right, I ain't have shit.
I don't know what the fuck. I would have never done this shit, but don't worry, she will be getting cussed the fuck out. Right, that's what this says to me.
I mean, okay, and I'm not mad at that. At first, I thought he was like, y'all are dumb as hell for reacting to this, and I'm like, but what he was really saying is y'all dumb for thinking I would allow her
to be doing that.
Was clearly
shit.
My goofy ass baby mama. That was
clearly my baby mama. And I think that even in a video where she was cussing and saying I'm motherfucking tired, I think that he reacted sort of the same way. Like, he wasn't a fan of her being on the internet looking like that and cussing.
I need to meet Young Thug.
But she had goals. Like, she had her own goals.
Right.
So, like, not goals. Like,
no, goals.
Yeah, because I don't, you know, I'm
right,
from Miami,
right, so. I know.
But,
okay.
Like,
I mean, I think if it were me, I would feel inclined to do the same thing. I probably wouldn't have phrased it differently, but I would have said the same thing. Like, y'all got me fucked up.
I mean, if Young Thug were an ordinary, non-famous person and he would have seen that video, we would have just been calling that child's mama and being like, Deirdre, don't you ever...
Come on, Deirdre.
I don't know why that's the name that came in. Don't you ever do no dumb shit like this again.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that he is famous and is on the internet and now everyone is judging his parenting because of it. Even though the child is fine. Like it was very clearly, and I would not do this again, but it was very clearly like a street somewhere that was not busy at all. There was no other car in sight.
I get it.
So
I grew up on a cul-de-sac with three houses on it total. And so that sort of thing I'm very used to. You know, like, we grew up doing same shit, not at age 7, yeah, but it absolutely happened. Difference was, wasn't nobody taping it and putting it on the internet,
yeah,
so like, that again, everybody else could judge it.
Again.
Right.
Why?
Y'all could have just let her play, even though I understand people are like feeling away about this, but where I come from, this is pretty normal. Like, it's not something you would call CPS up.
Again, I feel like when I have seen it, it's right, usually a baby.
But when you film
something
and put it on the internet, yeah, and this child is the child of a famous person, it's like,
come
just
on,
inviting. How come the baby mama ain't like chilled out on posting shit on the internet? That's my question. Like,
cause that nigga ain't gonna tell me what to do. I
don't give a fuck about his little fans neither. That's my baby.
Thugger, you didn't carry this motherfucker for 10 months. So I'ma record what I wanna record.
Oh, God bless everybody co-parenting.
Speaking of unsafe driving, did you hear about Tracy Morgan getting into another car accident?
Yes, I did.
So
an Asian friend posted about it and said, please don't be Asian. Please don't be Asian.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I am not kidding. It's Melissa.
That
was awful. I saw that tweet and I screamed.
So Tracy Morgan is not hurt, so thankful, you know, for that. But apparently he spent like $2 million on a Bugatti and then got sideswiped by a Honda CR-V in Manhattan.
Oh my God.
Very close to like Times Square, in fact.
What?
Yeah, like 42nd and 10th.
Why would you take a $2 million car out in the middle of Manhattan?
Because he was like half a mile away from the dealership.
Oh,
you know,
he bought it. Oh, right, down there with right the luxury there. Car, yeah, dealerships.
Like, not even 15 minutes later, boom.
I hate Manhattan. I know he was furious.
Like, it's a beautiful car, too.
Of course it is.
It's gorgeous.
$2 million on a car.
Can you imagine?
Nigga.
He hopped up there. Somebody posted a clip of him hopping up out of the car. Because he couldn't even get out on his side from where they hit him. To get out of the passenger, he was like, get out of the car.
I know, you won.
Like, just don't catch a case, Tracy. Don't catch a case. Right. Like, they're there.
You know
there's people recording. Like, let insurance or somebody or somewhere take care.
I know you're like, Nick, I just got this insurance plan this morning. I just got it.
10 minutes ago.
This is why they don't let you drive the car away without it. This is why. Because some bitch in Manhattan is going to sign.
No, you're not leaving. Sign here, here, and here.
I know he was pissed. Oh, I can feel it. God,
can you
damn.
Like? Do you even get to go show it off?
Right.
You didn't even get to drive to the strip club and the shit this weekend.
Didn't even make it home.
Like,
goddamn, dog.
Oh my god,
I would be so annoyed.
I just would want.
I hope the insurance is paid up. Your rates is going up. You hit a $2 million car. Your rate is going up.
I hate that this person who posted it, Heidi Benedict. Their caption says, looks like Tracy Morgan just picked up this $2.5 million Bugatti from the dealer and already involved in a car accident. That's going to be an expensive fender bender for the Honda driver. I'm just going to continue home on my city bike.
Oh, no, the other car was a Honda. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When I say your little insurance, ooh-wee, and you probably don't even live in the city. You probably drove here from Jersey or something. Oh no, your insurance is going through the roof. I'll just go ahead and swipe my MetroCard and take my ass on the 3 train on up to Harlem where I belong.
This motherfucker said, I think Tracy Morgan should start taking the subway. Shut your ass up.
Okay, that's fucked up.
That's disrespectful.
But for real, like, I would have had that car delivered. Like, I'm not driving that around Manhattan. I'm not doing that. Especially that area of Manhattan. No.
Well, no shade. I doubt Tracy Morgan was trying to drive it around Manhattan. He's probably trying to get out that motherfucker and didn't get out in time.
That's what I'm saying. You're spending $2.5 million. Y'all to be able to airdrop me that car wherever I want. Like, y'all to be able to just pack that up and drive it straight to me. I should not have to do that.
Soon that will be a thing that could probably be done.
Probably. Apple probably working on it right now. You know they got all the money in the world.
I was going to say Amazon.
Oh, well, between Amazon
will be the real life Terminator.
Between Amazon, Google, Facebook.
Don't forget Disney.
And Disney. That was about to say, what's the other one?
It's girls.
Four of them that run the globe. It's them motherfuckers right there.
Like,
we're fucked.
Honestly, in a matter of years, they're going to be like 5 people you can go to if you need anything.
Yeah, you have to have a registered Amazon ID in order to get any government services. Like, everything is going to be funneled through them niggas.
Yes, Rihanna, you better lay on your man's shoulder, bitch.
Oh my gosh, she looked so good in the new. So, you know, the luxury clothes came out. And then right after that, she started posting about the new Savage Fenty line, like whatever's coming out for this next season. And I'm just like, whew, not only is your hand in so many bags, but like you keep blessing us with images of yourself. And you are the most beautiful person I have ever seen. It don't make no sense.
That's nice, too.
Zendaya, too. Her pictures just came out for whatever new magazine she's in. Oh, my God. It don't make no sense.
Did you see people going off on Sierra for saying she graduated from Harvard?
Didn't this exact same thing happen to Tyra Banks? When Tyra Banks was like, just graduated from Harvard with my degree in business administration or whatever. Yeah. And she was like celebrating her Harvard graduation. I feel like this is that exact same thing. You learned nothing.
Like, you mean that course you started 72 hours ago?
Yeah, you mean that course you paid for? And so now you have a Harvard certificate that did we talk about this or was it somebody else?
I think we talked about it.
But that's when she was bragging about being accepted. So she's graduated already.
I mean, yeah, I guess she's done with the thing. It was like a weekend. I'm pretty sure, like, I mean, that's what I read, that the course takes place over like a matter of a weekend or a few days, something to that effect. But
okay.
She's done. It's hers. Good for her.
I mean, yeah, but anybody who pays for it can have the exact same thing.
I just don't know that I would phrase it as I graduated from Harvard.
It isn't, because that is not what that is. You completed a course and got a certificate. That is that.
She was on Red Table Talk this week.
I saw the preview. I said, let me ready my spirit for this. Because if it's more about
some more future
her damn, you know, whatever the fuck prayer she concocted or whatever. I do not want to hear no more about that bullshit.
That's pretty much what it was.
I don't want to hear no more about that.
It was like,
I don't.
All she needed to do was start singing, God sent me an angel from the heaven above.
Really?
Where's Amanda? Where's Amanda?
Somewhere singing to a woman and not staying on key. Was a great song though. A great run. A great artist.
Looks like Future's already trolling Sierra and with
what?
I don't know, some subliminal stuff. There might be a song coming out this weekend or something like that. Even though nothing negative was said in the interview that I watched.
Yeah.
All she basically said was she wanted real love, respect, and to feel good, and she found it.
Well, you know, niggas will take that as an offense. Like, how dare you, bitch? I loved you very, very generously and genuinely as well.
Her life during that interview. Really? Because I forgot about, like, you know, there's...
Uh-oh, my bad.
In the discussion of Russell feeling like this father figure role... Mm-hmm. For baby Future,
in of course, way,
while he still the kid still has a connection to his biological father, and mm-hmm. that mirroring Jada with Trey, Will Smith's
son. Oh, that makes sense.
And the relationship that she had with his mother early on, which was not great,
right? No, but I have heard them talk about that before,
yeah, numerous
times. The three of them,
and now they're like, hey, girl, and everybody's on vacation, and et cetera, et cetera.
Right? Big old happy blended family.
I hope the very same sweet thing now. Can happen for, anyways. I mean, yeah, I hope the same thing can happen for,
yeah, that's niggas. Ideal.
And I think that it's just gonna take time and niggas logging off every now and then,
you know. Seriously, I feel like I don't know if Sierra or Future or both of them is letting what people say on Instagram gas them up, but like, you know, this can all play out in real life without the benefit of the internet or without us taking part in any of it at all. So, you know, if for nobody else, then do it for Lil Fuch.
Little Fuch.
The most adorable little baby. Goddamn, he is so cute.
Fuch.
Yes, that little sweetheart.
Fried chicken skins.
Ooh, where at?
KFC.
By themselves, like in a bag, like biscuits.
Fried
bitch,
chicken skins.
That is KFC. Not real.
That has to be a joke.
Oh, see, that's not American money. It must be in Russia or something.
Oh, okay.
What is our Indonesia? Go off, Indonesia.
All the international fast food places be having way better food than the American.
You know, that's what people tell me, but McDonald's in Paris was disgusting.
Oh, well.
It was disgusting.
I mean, like, the original stuff that they only sell in, you know, like the McDonald's in Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm not talking about the stuff
items.
You can get
okay.
here over there.
Gotcha.
I'm talking about the stuff that's like, you
right,
know, exclusive
it's only
to
over
whatever
there.
Country
okay,
they're in.
That makes sense.
That shit is like dope, and a lot of times I really want to try it. But fried chicken skin is not one of those things.
I have to say, I would take a bite. I have to say, I would.
You might as well just go ahead and put the hypertension in the high.
That's court. Right.
Just put it right in a cup for me.
And may I have a side of sriracha as well?
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. You don't eat that because you want a low sodium diet, okay? You don't eat that because. You concerned about your blood pressure. For those of us who don't give a fuck about those things.
Well, I might just stop with the topics there.
Ooh, okay.
Unless you want to talk about everybody dragging Linda Fairstein.
That bitch from the Central Park 5 case, mm-hmm. if you want to.
She looks like...
a mess.
I'm going to ask you if you've seen The Thing, but of course you've never seen that disgusting movie. She, a big toe.
Like the blob?
A big toe.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, you know who she look like? Like she Paula Deen's cousin. Don't she look like she about to say, I love butter, y'all.
Paula Toe Deen's cousin.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
When They See Us has been out on Netflix for a little while. Niggas cry all over the goddamn world.
Listen, I watched the preview and I said, I'm actually spiritually not going to be able to do this.
I haven't started it yet. My plan is to start it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or within the next few days. But I definitely was like, oh... When They See Us, I will see you. Because I've just not been, I haven't been emotionally prepared for that.
No,
at the moment.
I did let it play, though. I let the series play because I know them first week streams are important. And I will go back and watch it. But right now, I could not do it. It was just too much.
Yeah.
I was angry and crying just in the fucking trailer. Both of those emotions. It was too much. I did hear that they take shots at Trump, though, because, of course, Trump was one of the main ones talking about these boys deserve the death penalty and all that back then when it happened. So,
yeah, and
I love
he's
that.
Clearly pissed about it, I'm sure. But
facts are facts, nigga. You did.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, there's that.
You took out that whole page in the New York Times? That whole ad? Like, man, fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck him. Linda as well. You may munch dick. And also Candace, go back into the underground where they was feeding y'all rabbits and all you had.
Oh no.
Scissors. You know what I'm saying? Red jumpsuits. Just go back down there.
It really boggles my mind that Candace Owens is being called to come anywhere and say anything at any time on any subject, because the bitch is so clearly not educated or qualified to talk about like anything. It's like,
all you really need is like a pencil skirt and stockings and hate. Like that's like you don't have
they
to
need
really,
a black Tommy Lauren.
You really just need to have some dress clothes and prejudice.
And that's, you know, that's all that counts. Are you willing to sell out your people for no good reason? Bitch, the job is yours.
Hey, come on out.
Huh, yeah, fuck this one. I cannot believe, like, the fact that they acting like they didn't already know this about this woman. That's what is, like, crazy to me, how they're talking about, oh, the firm is, like, talking about how they have to get her out now that the documentary is out. And I'm like, y'all didn't know this about this woman when she was brought on? I find that difficult to believe.
Yeah, but you guys weren't in our fucking faces about it.
It was different before you niggas came over here causing a fucking riot.
God damn it, what the fuck else do you niggas want from us? Fucking shit, we're getting rid of the bitch. Like, what do you want to do?
I don't feel... You think I feel sorry for the bitch? I don't.
That's it for the hot tops this week. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back and read your letters. Hey guys, if everyone bought one used item instead of new for a year, we'd save 5.7 billion pounds of CO2 emissions.
Damn.
That's why we love ThredUp, the world's largest online consignment and thrift store. They're on a mission to get people to think secondhand first. With up to 90% off on trend brands like Reformation, Kate Spade, Nike, and Free People, it's easy to stay stylish and sustainable on a budget. Plus, ThredUp is offering our listeners a special offer for an extra 30% off of your first order. When you go to ThredUp.com/read, that's 30% off of their already discounted prices.
Yes, you should really go over and take a look because there is a lot of cute stuff. I mean, and way, way below what you would have paid like regular full price or even sale prices. It's just so much cheaper. And there is some really cute stuff on ThredUp. I put together a cart with like 9 items and it was about $100. You can't beat that with a stick. And for a limited time, they are offering y'all an extra 30% off your first order when you go to ThredUp.com/read. That's on top of the already very, very low prices. So hurry up. It's ThredUp.com/READ. ThredUp.com/TheRead for an extra 30% off today. Terms apply. Go get yourself something new and cute, but not that new. Okay, let's get back to the show.
All right, we're back. It is now time for us to read your letters.
It is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. Shout out to everybody who sent in the stories you have of white people in your lives who, when confronted, admitted that they also do not wash their entire bodies.
I would just like to take this time to send a prayer to all of the bathtubs, Jesus,
okay,
that are owned by folks who have just begun to wash their legs.
Yes.
I know that those tubs are in blackface now, Lord.
Haven't they going through
and
it, Jesus?
We just ask that you cover them,
mm-hmm,
okay, in your blood, God.
Come on, Lord. Amen.
For they need it.
We need it, Father. Because
my word.
The sediment, okay? The filth coming off these people's bodies.
Lord. I just.
We bind it in your precious and mighty name.
My word.
It ain't happening.
I know that scum is present.
Shout out to all the bubbles that will have to scrub their way through the layers of mess y'all leaving them tubs.
What was the bathroom cleaner called with the little mascot that was like a little scrub brush?
Scrubbing Bubbles. I love Scrubbing Bubbles. I still use that shit. Spray my whole damn bathroom down.
Bless the tubs with Scrubbing Bubbles. Creatures, Father God.
Okay. All right. Yes. So... questions to asktheread at gmail.com. Our first question this week comes from KG, who says, I'm a 25-year-old woman with four children. I have one child with my boyfriend of 5 years, and we're also raising his daughter from a previous relationship. We live together and split the bills 35-65, meaning he pays 65 and she pays 35.
Okay.
He paid my way through nursing school and took care of all the bills and holidays by himself for those 2 years. He has been the help and push that I needed. I have one half active baby daddy who was an ATM until 2016 when he lost his mama, his mind, and his money. Since then, it's pretty much just been my boyfriend handling majority of the financial aspects of our 5-year-old son. Recently, my baby daddy got into some shit and is facing a lot of time in prison. It has taken a toll on me and expedited my search for therapy. I have known my baby daddy for over 10 years, and although our relationship did not work out, I still have love for him and remain close to his family, and we have many mutual friends. The problem comes in because my boyfriend sees no reason for me to be upset about him going to prison. He tells me that shit don't affect us, and good thing your son got a stepdaddy. My boyfriend is emotionally incompetent and selfish. I am directly affected because my son is losing his father, who he loves dearly despite his flaws. And I'm further affected because I've known this person for half my life and I know he does not deserve to be in prison. My sympathy is tearing me apart at the seams, and he constantly overlooks it and only asks about the trial or phone call so that he can discuss it with his friends who are slightly familiar with my baby daddy. To make matters worse, my boyfriend does not know about the money that I spend on phone calls and commissary to help make my baby daddy as comfortable as possible in this fucked up situation. I truly believe my boyfriend would lose his mind if he knew. Although I work daily as a nurse and I only spend my own money, I know he would look at it as me throwing money to a nigga whose son he's raising. I hate to lie to him or omit information. Should I tell him or should I treat it as if it's none of his business since it's my money I'm spending? Is that deceitful since we're supposed to be on a team? I'm just in a rut and it seems like the one person that has always been on my side can't give me a hand or a listening ear. Thanks, KG.
Well,
a lot going on there.
Yeah, a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
This almost reminds me of the letter I feel like we read last week, if not the week before, with the girlfriend or fiance or whoever it was that didn't appreciate homeboy's
Ex-girlfriend's daughter calling him daddy. Yeah.
And it being sort of like an insecurity thing to me. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Now, here's the thing. I wouldn't be putting money on this nigga's books. Personally, I would not.
Yeah.
But.
Right.
You simply being emotional about it, being concerned about it, being sympathetic. I think that your nigga got to get out of his feelings of that, because a stepdaddy is great and wonderful. And if he's a good father and is loving and, you know, just being great at raising this man's kid, yes, you can appreciate that. But that doesn't mean that you can't feel bad. Like this kid's dad, biological dad, is still in a fucked up and shitty situation, mm-hmm. and won't have access to his son because of it. I think that you, again, the person who carried these human beings around in your body, is well within their right to be upset about that. It's not like, oh my God, my baby daddy going to jail. I'm going to miss him so much. I wish we could fuck one more time. You know, like.
Well, that's actually what I was going to ask. Like, do you still have feelings for your baby daddy?
I mean, well, if that's what it is, then you, again, honesty.
It sounds like, you know, childhood sweetheart, because she's only 25. And this new boyfriend, they've been together for, well, not even new. They've been together for 5 years. Meaning you and that, your baby daddy probably been kicking it since y'all was like 10 or 11 years old. Something crazy like that. So I would not be surprised if you still have feelings for him. And that's, you know, the driving force behind a lot of this.
If you still did have feelings for him, then, I mean, keep it real with yourself at the very least.
Right.
You don't have to go directly to your boyfriend and be like, why is that still feeling for him? I don't know.
No, don't do
but
that.
But at least don't lie to your motherfucking self. Then you can work towards the place that you feel that you need or want to be. But if you don't have feelings for him and you really are just tore up about it because your kid's dad is locked up, I just feel like you're allowed, and this nigga shouldn't be like,
yeah.
Well, I don't see what you're so goddamn upset about because baby got a stepdaddy. Well, yeah,
but this is still a painful, traumatic thing, nigga. Like, he's definitely wrong for acting like you shouldn't feel no type of way about it. Even if it's just, I'm hurting because my baby is hurting. That's very valid.
And I feel like that's enough.
Yeah, it really is. You don't need nothing beyond that. So he's definitely being a dick. I just think you need to, like Hifuri said, be honest with yourself about why you're doing this. Because, girl, anybody with four kids needs every dime they can get. And I know whatever money you putting on this nigga's books, you could be spending on yourself or your kids. You said you're looking for therapy. You might could put some therapy co-pays towards whatever it is you giving to this nigga. Like,
yeah.
I get it. But if I were in a relationship with somebody and they were spending, like, and cohabitating, like sharing our lives kind of relationship.
Yeah. I mean, y'all.
And I'm fronting most of the bills.
Yeah.
I'm fronting most of the bills so that you can go put money on your baby daddy's books. I don't care if you are just spending your money. You could be spending more towards the house that you're not spending because you're giving it to that nigga. Like, I would definitely feel a way about that. So I think both of y'all have some places where you need to, like, reflect and grow. I think y'all can get through this, but not without some real honest communication.
Like, does he not have any other support? Does he not have anybody else that?
Well, she said that she's still in. She says she's still close with his family, and they have a lot of mutual friends.
Right. So if Lair's like no, like everybody turned their back on him, or he
right,
nobody calling him, nobody visiting him, nobody doing whatever, then I could understand the like
if he was alone in this world,
feeling conflicted about it or whatever, but.
Taking care of your baby daddy is not your responsibility.
Yeah.
Them kids are your responsibility.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, the putting money on his books and all that, you need to be real with yourself about that situation. But your baby daddy needs to be real about the fact that, of course, his stepson is going to be affected by this. Of course he is. So everybody involved just needs to be real about the situation, but y'all have to be able to talk about it openly. And if I were you, I wouldn't tell my baby daddy I wouldn't tell my boyfriend I had been putting money on my baby daddy's books.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't tell him that either.
But I would stop doing that shit as I would stop doing that shit as well, girl.
Yep.
Let his mom and them take care of him. Let all the mutual friends take care of him. You got your own family.
Yeah.
Sis. All right. Good luck to you, though, because that is not an enviable situation at all. Next question comes from... No, that's mess. This next question comes...
Well, we love mess.
I'll do it after this one.
Okay.
It comes from Leanne. Leanne
Ryan's?
Says... I was thinking Leanne LaHavis, actually, but...
Okay.
Let's see. I'm the youngest of five... I'm 22 years old and the next youngest child is 31. So I became an aunt when I was 6. The kids I was actually around were more of my siblings to me than nieces and nephews.
Wait. You're 20. Oh. Okay.
She's the youngest of five kids.
Right.
But her brothers and sisters are all way older than her.
Right. But I don't know why her saying the second youngest is 31. So I was an aunt when I was 6 made me think, wait.
Like, what is happening here?
When did the 31-year-old have a child?
No. Okay, yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
There's 9 years in between y'all. So, yeah. Okay. When one of my nieces was 7, she asked for an Instagram account. And because I was 14, I didn't see a problem with it. We sat and made an account and it went well. I checked in on her often because I had her password. We told her mom about it and she also checked in a lot. Now baby girl is 14 going on 15 and she made a private Instagram with only about 100 followers. I don't think she remembers that she added me on this particular page. There are no pictures of herself or her face and her real name isn't on it. She posts random pictures with the wildest captions. There's a picture of hickeys on her neck talking about sneaking to some little nigga's house with her cousin and asking how to get rid of them before her dad, my brother, sees. Then later she posted about how she managed to hide them during a visit. Another post was about running away and being sick of her stepdad because he says he's her dad when he goes to school events. So 14.
Oh, Lord.
The kids comments and thinks the shit is hilarious or they tell her that they'll run away with her because they have a rough life, too. This girl has never had a rough life to the point of running away. She's just at that weird leave me alone point in her teenage life.
Yep.
The stuff she says scares me because that's my baby, my little sister, my niece, etc. At the same time, it's basic normal 14-year-old girl shit. I sound old, but I don't remember going through shit like this. I don't want to say anything and risk her blocking me because I feel like somebody has to see this stuff and be in the know. But at the same time, it's like, what the fuck, girl? Calm your ass down. I no longer have a close relationship with my brother to sit and tell him, and he'll flat out tell her if I did, and won't handle it in the best way. I want to tell her mom, but I'm not sure how she'll deal with it, especially since she's newly married and she's letting her husband be the disciplinary in the house. Yikes.
Oh.
Do I talk to her or just stay silent until something really alarming is posted? Thanks, Leanne. Now I understand why this little girl is acting out on a private Instagram.
Right. Like, those now last couple of sentences were like...
Now I get it.
Oh, okay. Here's the recipe.
I want to run away because my mama married some new nigga and he get to run me now? What the fuck is that? She probably hate that. Everything about that. And is not allowed to confront her mama about them feelings. And you already know your brother, her daddy, is gone trip. Like, you said it yourself. So...
I would probably, first of all, this is exactly why I don't need or want to be exposed to any of my underage family members' social media accounts. I don't want to know. I don't need to see it. I don't want to know anything about it.
Yeah, I don't follow anybody under 18 on social media. No. Mm-mm.
Maybe like celebrities. Like,
I mean, child kids, stars. Right. Like Sky Jackson or something. But my little cousins, hell no.
No, I don't.
Hell no. What, I don't want to know your little seventh grade business.
No.
I do not want to know.
From me.
No, y'all could text me if you need me.
I think that I would approach her and be like, hey, so not sure if you know this, totally follow you. I've been seeing the shit you're posting. What's up? You know, like, yeah. I don't think I would go to either parent, especially since you have made it clear that that doesn't seem like it would be conducive to a positive experience.
Yes, not going to work out well all around.
So I would say, yeah, I'd probably speak to her one-on-one and just be like, hey, what's going on? You know, you don't really have to remember every waking moment of your 14-year-old angst to just know that being at that age is just garbage.
Thinking back, my God, if there was an Instagram back then, the shit I would have posted.
Y'all
would have been like, is this bitch okay?
They would have come to get me. They would have literally put me into...
They would have come and got me, yes.
And taken me away. I think I would just probably try to talk to her and be like, I'm not even coming at you from like a disciplinary place.
Yeah.
So we'll know what's going on, how you're feeling, like feel like you can say whatever to me that you can't say to any of the other grown-ups. And I just want to like be a safe space for you to be able to talk about these things. Because at the end of the day, like, you're not her parent, so there's only so much that you can do.
Right.
But you're not sure that her parents will be helpful. And it's just a sensitive age where the wrong thing could lead to some really just unnecessary and dramatic things.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think I would just try and talk to her one-on-one and see where she's coming from and just at least try to build a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree. Exact same situation, except I probably wouldn't tell her. I wouldn't remind her that I follow this burner Instagram, her Finsta. I would just be like, I would try. I mean, and teenagers are not dumb. They can see through adults like trying to connect to them. Like, I see you over here like trying to be my friend.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, but I would let her know, you know, it is important for teenagers to have an adult that they trust. And so I would probably approach her in person, I guess, ideally, and just and from an angle of like, so what's it like, you know, now that your mom and Peter or whatever are married, you know, how's everything in the house, y'all getting along? And just let it go from there. Because I feel like so much of what she's dealing with is this whole how come everything is switched up now with this new nigga and he ain't my daddy and how come mama is acting like this and why come I don't see my real daddy as much. And it's probably all that shit. So I would just let her know that emotional stuff, you can always come over here and let it out on me if you feel like it's not safe to go to your mama or your daddy about it.
Whatever can build that connection, you know, because you're definitely right in that teenagers are not stupid. No. And we absolutely...
You're like, do you want to talk about your feelings? I'm like, hell no, bitch, go away.
I definitely remember that age and people coming at me with that energy and being like, okay, girl, no.
Don't try
like,
to relate to me and my dark sadness.
Sweetie. No.
You don't get me.
You have no idea what the fuck I'm going through. I don't want your fucking hair. No, but yeah, like I, however you can establish that connection, even if it's just like making it clear that you're there for that and the door is open.
Yes.
Whatever can do that. Because again, another great point is that it's really important for teenagers, especially I think teenage girls, to have an adult around them that they can trust and they can just go to and say whatever and maybe cuss and get away with it.
Oh, yeah. Like, an adult, that cool auntie that you can cuss around and she won't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Yep. She always...
Let her cuss.
You can ask her for $10 on Cash App and she got you.
Let her cuss. I feel like if you let her cuss in front of you, that's
get the real feelings out. Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, I can do this? Here. Okay, cool. Let me tell you about this other shit that happened.
And then you never know, you know, just everything that's going on in her little 14-year-old mind. So good luck with y'all. That's tough. But, you know, these kids grow up and it's happening to me looking at some of my younger cousins and the shit that they ask me and just the way they interact now. And I'm like... You niggas, we used to play tea party. What the fuck is this? Like, y'all whole grown people now, like, dating and, oh, my God.
Okay. I definitely remember 13 and 14-year-olds around me being, like, I was the complete nerd, you know, and still just, I don't know, into... Yeah. Anime and video games and writing fan fiction. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I mean, listening to Trina, obviously, and Trick Daddy and connecting with the ratchetness that is still evolved within me. But I do remember being that age and wondering why so many of my peers wanted to be grown so fast. Like, they were, like, just zooming to it.
It was
smoking
me.
Weed and it was, fucking.
Oh, okay,
and,
no, not that.
Like, all kinds of shit. And I'm just thinking... Whoa.
everybody, calm down.
Right. I ever tell you about when I was in high school, I had to have been like 15, maybe 16. I think I was a freshman.
Okay.
And so I definitely was not 16. And one of my best friends in school, I was definitely a freshman because my freshman year was the only year of my high school life where seniors were allowed to leave campus. After
they
shut that shit down because it was too much drama and accidents and kids getting hurt or killed off campus.
Exact same in my school, but we left anyway.
A lot of kids did still leave, but you were no longer permitted.
Right.
But in that first year, I remember one of my very best friends in the school was leaving campus. She was going to go smoke weed. She was like, you want to come with us? And I was like, no.
Y'all are going to get...
Haven't you paid attention when Dare comes to the school?
No, you didn't.
No, I did not say that.
I was going to say this corny ass.
Drugs are for losers. No, I was like, no, girl, I'm good.
I would have been too scared of getting caught, getting in trouble by a grown up. That would have been what
I wasn't even scared of getting caught. I was just... I was like 15, so I was scared of whatever being high might feel like. I wasn't worried about getting caught because I don't even know where the fuck they were going. She was going to go do it with a kid who was finished with high school. So like,
oh no, that's way too scary for me.
I was like, oh hey girl, I'll be back. I'll be here when you get back. Like,
yeah, because 14-year-old me still fully a virgin and virginal.
Totally,
I'm not doing bad things.
She said to me like. You Jamaican. You don't want to smoke no goddamn weed. I was like, bitch, I'm 14 or 15. Like, the fuck does me? First of all,
she was
born
disgusting.
And Miami Baptist. Let's start there. Secondly, what? I'm a child. Like,
that don't matter. That do not matter.
And I feel like around, like, I remember having friends who were talking about being pregnant or just getting somebody pregnant and all this stuff, again, in high school. And me thinking, who are you? Like, I was a kid, my nigga.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't, that's, I never even felt like I was missing out on anything.
Me either.
Or, like, I needed to catch up. You know those teen movies where they're like Booksmart, which I haven't seen yet, but I can't wait to go see, where, yeah, like, these teenagers are just like, we've been doing so well and getting straight A's, and we're so well prepared for the adult world. Let's get booze. And, like,
yes.
Say, fuck it. I've never had that.
Me,
at all. I was too scared to.
I tried, but it was still killed. It was still like Christian sheltered, you know, country ass attempts at like being grown. But it was still like I was fully 18 years old and thinking that I was doing something by like smoking Black and Miles at a house party. Like I was just so far behind everybody
when I
else.
Discovered the Black and Miles.
Oh, nigga, them wine ones. The ghetto shit I used to do.
I'm lucky that I can draw breath right now.
I can't imagine smoking a Black and Mile in 2019, but in 2000?
Instant death. Right?
Like, nigga.
I'm dying right away if I smoke a Black.
Niggas, like, really, we used to buy packs of Black, because Black
packs.
Like, with the weed. Niggas needed weed and Blacks. And you had to get all the different flavored swishers,
I was
wrappers.
Definitely smoking Black and Miles. And Black and Miles were like the first thing that I smoked, period. Because I refused to get to smoke weed again. I was too concerned with what being high felt like.
Yeah.
And cigarettes stink to me still to this day. Whereas Black and Miles smelled fantastic. So I was like, hey, let's just try this whole thing.
Smell like, you know, Black and Miles smell like niggas. They smell like home.
Yeah.
You smell Black and Miles, you're like, there's some niggas around.
Yeah.
And I feel safe.
I feel comfortable.
Yep. This is where I belong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cloves too.
Oh my God, nigga, I went back to Oklahoma and they still sell cloves in the cigar bar. Give me a pack.
When a nigga was posted at the let out and pulled a clove out, it was like, excuse us.
Fancy.
You got some clove.
Candy ass cigarettes. Yeah, that's how we used to be. All right, so don't know how we got off on such a huge
tangent. We just went into our origin stories, but be a friend to that baby, organically.
Okay, here's the one that I said was messy and promised that I would read. It's from Tim, who says, I'm 20 years old and I'm still under my mama's roof by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. About 4 months ago, my mom met this guy that she's currently dating. He has 4 kids and they come over every other weekend. Fast forward to last Wednesday, I got a phone.
He has how many?
He has 4 kids.
Okay.
And they come over every other weekend.
Wow. Okay.
Fuck that. But anyway.
Bitch.
Nigga, because if my child is 20 and yours are young enough that they still have weekend visits, we can't work. We're not. I'm done. Nigga, I'm not starting over with kids that ain't even mine. You got me fucked up.
Four of
Anyway, woo. Last Wednesday, I got a phone call from someone I went to middle school with. He's gay, and he was trying to give me information about my mom's boyfriend. I asked him how he knew my mom's friend, but he said, and he told me that her boyfriend is down low and he has a Grindr account. He sent me a screenshot of the profile.
And
lo and behold, it is my mama's boyfriend in the shirt that my mama bought for him.
Oh, God.
It has been the number one thing in my head ever since. I don't know how to tell my mom that her boyfriend is gay, let alone down low. Any advice would be appreciated. Please help. That was a struggle to read, but thank you for your letter.
All right.
I told you.
So, Tim's mama
is
dating a nigga with 4 kids.
And met 4 months ago.
And somehow the kids are at her house all of the time?
Every other weekend. But I don't know why that detail was included, because it has nothing to do with the point of the letter. But yeah.
But it's still quite interesting.
Yeah, that 4 months in, your kids are at her house twice a
week. Every...
That
okay, but
and they in, if they come into my house, then that means he lives in my house 4 months in and you living in my house. I'm really confused.
Well, and so enter, who was it that showed?
A friend of his from middle school who is gay and saw the mama's boyfriend on Grindr, took a screenshot and sent it to him.
Awful.
I'm struggling with this because it's hard for me to believe that niggas are this stupid. Like, it's really hard for me to believe that niggas would be in a whole relationship with a woman and on Grindr and, like, easily searchable and everything else. Like, do you not think any... You know Grindr goes off location, right? You know the people around you will see this? Like, the people in your community?
Yeah.
So, it just kind of seems, like, incredibly stupid that somebody would do something like this. I'm struggling with that a lot.
Maybe he unlocked his pics.
You know what? Maybe he did. Maybe he did. This is difficult because I don't really like outing people and that sort of thing. Like, I really feel like that's very inappropriate. And
I know my answer.
People used to threaten me with outing me and it used to really like scare the shit out of me. So yeah. I don't like that. And at the exact same time, like if this is real and that really is your mama's boyfriend, I would not be able to not tell her. I would have to show her the screenshot and be like, do with it what you want. But I can't not tell my mama about this.
I would definitely approach this nigga that's been to my house all of 8 goddamn times, however many times with his kids.
The fact that you sat there and edited it.
I would definitely approach this nigga and be like, so, here, saw this.
That's even better.
And I want you to know that I don't play about my mama, so what are we going to do
here? Like, I actually like that way better.
What is it that we do here? Because, you know, you have 4 kids, so your dick has clearly met pussy. And
right. And if you're bi, then that is, well, see, and I feel like I don't know if it's like a he's bisexual kind of thing.
Probably.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But if he's open about that, then the mama would already know. So
that's just it. It isn't about, oh my goodness, you like niggas, get out of our home.
Right.
It is, does my mama know this? Okay, yeah. How quickly can she?
Okay.
That's all I want. You know what I'm saying? If my mama wants to date a nigga who's bisexual, go my mama for being, what's the word?
Smart. Because I doubt any other cis man is worth dating if he's not a little queer.
A lion.
I mean, okay, there are like 6 of y'all I know. Like DeVal and like 4 other people I know.
Yeah, I think that I would definitely find a time to approach him about it and be like, look, this passed through the grapevine and fell into my lap.
I really like that.
And here we go. What are we going to do about this? Because
I like putting
you
it
have
on
to
him.
Understand that I... need
that's
for
my mama
to be aware of this.
Right.
So what do you want to go and tell her? Or
I like that a lot because he's a grown man and he's the one who needs to, if he has not been honest with your mama, then he needs to do like, that is definitely his responsibility. So
I do think though, that it's a very good chance that this nigga is going to be like, that's not me or that's fake or da 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 da, which kind of leaves you at the drawing board. Cause then it's like,
okay,
you clearly don't have any plans of saying anything to her. So now then what do I,
well, you know what? Is it fake? Like go on Grindr before you confront him and see, can you find the Grindr profile?
Right. Did this person send you these pictures? Did they show it
somebody
to you
trying
on
to be
the
messy?
Phone?
Right.
It's like, but even then, like they could have, I don't know what the fuck this nigga looked like. He could be bait. Somebody could have seen his picture on Instagram or Facebook or somewhere and just taken his picture and used it, you know.
But he's wearing a shirt that his mama bought him. Remember? The boyfriend in the picture.
Right.
Right.
They could have just used a picture that he posted in that shirt.
Oh, like catfishing. Like,
yeah, that's
you know
what
it's
I mean.
Really him. Oh, that's a good point.
Does he have that picture posted anywhere else?
See, you got to get into the real detective.
Yeah, you might just do a little murder, she wrote.
Yep. You need to do a little bit more research. This is where your internet
really,
comes in hand.
Definitely before you approach this nigga, figure out the likelihood of this being authentic. Because, yeah, niggas definitely just pull pictures of motherfuckers that they think are cute and catfish them using my...
I know some fake like, kid using, theories.
Like,
I know it is.
I've seen at least 3 or 4 people send me pictures like, so I was talking to this nigga. And there's, and I was like, of all of the niggas you could use, it's like,
me.
How much work did I get you?
They probably get a lot of attention because niggas probably really think it's you. For a little while, at least. Maybe at first.
But, like, those apps are usually used to hook up with someone.
Right.
So, why would you use...
somebody else? Because, like, you know, like, when you show up...
like, do you...
see that you're a totally different person. This is not going to go well. Well, people... a lot of people use those apps and never have any intention of hooking up. They just want the attention.
They're in the very, very small minority.
Oh, I'm thinking of the people on Catfish. Like the TV show.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of different. But I'm talking about like Grindr specifically, and those apps are usually on there for somebody who wants to fuck.
Right.
Which, no judgment. I'm just saying, like, if you use my picture, that's what I'm like.
Yeah.
What? People are just going to be like,
Yeah. But, I changed my answer. I am absolutely in favor of going to this man instead of your mama, first and foremost. You can probably tell by his reaction. Maybe.
Yeah, that's true as well. I would definitely do as much prep work as I could before I actually approached him, just so I'm comfortable with what I'm talking right. about.
Because if but he's then, like, yeah. Grindr, what the hell? I don't know what the hell you, what the hell? I ain't never seen no shit like this in my life.
Yeah, because those niggas are terrible liars too. So, quite often.
Why? Tell me why last night after Megan Thee Stallion's party, one of the niggas who was working the door walked by me and I had on like a rainbow top, and he was like, I know what that means. It means you're a femmy. And I was like,
what?
Well, I was so confused. And he was like, yeah, you a femmy, okay, go pride. And that's when I realized,
are you trying to just say femme?
He was trying to say femme and did not know how.
I never heard.
And femme. I was like, it's I wanted to correct his pronunciation so bad, but it was not worth it. And I was just like, all right, sir. You're have a nice night. Get home safe.
Bye.
Like, yeah, pride. I'm like, nigga, what?
Y'all, I know what that means.
The straights are so weird.
What? What? Shut up. Right, what so is weird. It? Okay.
Okay, but anyway, good luck to everybody involved. That's messy, but hopefully y'all can figure it out in a non-violent or threatening or scary or otherwise type of way. Let's wrap up. That's enough of the questions this week. Send yours to asktheread@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, listen, life can be stressful. You know, you might have a whole lot of craziness going on at work. You know, maybe you've got some drama at home. Maybe you just found out that your boyfriend of 4 months is on Grindr and he's had your four kids. Listen, the point is, sometimes you just need someone to talk to. And thankfully, Talkspace is an online therapy company that makes taking care of your mental health more affordable, convenient than ever before. Simply provide your preferences and Talkspace will match you with one of their 4,000 plus therapists the very same day. No waiting for your next appointment to talk about what's on your mind. You can have it all right there in your brain, ready to launch at will with Talkspace.
Okay.
You can send your therapist unlimited texts, pictures, video messages, audio from anywhere at any time. And, you know, I've used Talkspace when I was in between sessions with my regular therapist. Mm-hmm. I was like, let me not bother her because she just had a baby. So I would call and rant to somebody else.
Right.
It's really useful.
It is. I've used it as well. And it helped me a lot, like more than I can say, to just talk to somebody who is qualified, licensed, and unbiased about your life and your situation. Talkspace has more than 4,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing the challenges we all face. So join more than 1 million people who feel happier with Talkspace and match with your perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy today at Talkspace.com. Use code READ to get your first week free. That's READ, Talkspace.com. Therapy matters. Take care of your mental health. Let's move on.
This episode is also brought to you guys by GOAT. If you're buying sneakers online, there's more than a coin flip's chance that the shoe you're looking at is fake. So how can you be sure it's real? GOAT.com is the safest way to buy and sell authentic sneakers online. They're the largest marketplace in the world for authentic Jordans, Yeezys, and over 600,000 sneaker listings. I actually went on there and got myself a pair of those Nike PlayStation sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
That I saw on the internet not too long ago. They're all fun and fancy. Okay, they've made the whole process frictionless and trustworthy. They'll do this this by only accepting sellers with the best reputation and by verifying all sneakers to ensure their authenticity for buyers. So if you're a big old sneakerhead, you know that every detail needs to be inspected. You're about your stuff. You want to make sure that the stitching and the color and the size and weight is on point so that you can properly flex on all of your friends.
That's right.
On Instagram.
It's the season for that.
With over 500,000 sneakers on the platform and 10 million users, you won't find better prices for verified 100% authentic sneakers anywhere else.
That's right. Find the perfect 100% authentic shoes at goat.com/the read. That's goat.com/the read. Go right now before the sneakers you want are gone. That is goat.com/the read. It's summer. It's time to flex on these hoes. Get yourself something nice and new. All right, let's wrap up the show.
Okay, we're back, and it is time for the read.
It is.
I will go first because I'm actually passing my read.
Pass the read like we used to.
This read comes from, it doesn't say that I can't say your name, and I don't know why you wouldn't want me to say your name. This is a pretty good email. yeah, I'm just going to say it. It's Alexandria. Alexandria says, I mean, whatever, Alex says, hey, Kiffier and Crystal, it's the month of pride. And I know this is when fake ass allies show their lack of integrity and overall dumbness. Oh, no, it says dumbassness. Sorry. So please sit back, relax, and let me drag these idiots one. If you're going to call yourself an ally, actually be one. Don't be an ally for the month of June. And as soon as July 1st comes through, you hit us with, oh, well, I love gay people. I just don't agree with your lifestyle. Two, in order to be an ally, you need to understand that you're basically in the same position as white people who listen to Formation. Enjoy celebrating from the sidelines. And don't put on your cape and think that your heterosexual perspective is the same as the homosexual experience. It ain't. You know that, and yet you continue to be like, all orientations matter. Three, why allies specifically? Let me tell y'all something. If you claim to be an ally to the LGBTQ plus community, do not limit that to only your people. LGBTQ people of color exist, and they have two battles to fight. I would say two or three battles, because if you're a queer woman of color, you have the queer, the woman, and the color.
Oof.
Their rights, regardless of their sexual orientation or identity, and, you know, being allowed to be a person of color in America. If you claim to be an ally and any of these statements made you uncomfortable, then you're not an ally. You're a fake ally, and that's worse. You claim to be down for the cause, but you're contributing to the bullshit they have to fight. So take this moment, absorb what I've told you, and get your shit together. Don't make me get Drogon and have to roast you like the forever Targaryen I am. Wow. Sincerely, a black, hetero, cis, genuine ally who's tired of y'all's fake-ass bullshit.
Well, okay then.
So I just picked that one because I kind of was going to go over how June 1st hit and so many corporations gave us the rainbow version of their logo.
Yes.
And then the madness just starts. It's almost as if this hasn't gone on for years and people can't pick up on patterns. So for those of y'all who are still stewing in your homophobia and calling it soup or whatever the fuck it
that's
is.
That's related to my read as well.
I want y'all to know that for many of us gay, especially those of us who've been gay for quite many decades at this point.
Deep in it.
We don't be caring about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be quite honest, these motherfuckers are trying to sell things. And while the message is appreciated, I appreciate that more than the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelodeon changing that into a rainbow or Kmart or Champs or whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, gays, buy from us. We don't hate you.
Right.
That much. Like, whatever. So while y'all be getting bent up all over the shapes. No, that's not how that goes. Bent out of shape.
There you go.
All over the place. Remember, you look and sound crazy.
Well.
It would probably be like a fresh 2 weeks before motherfuckers stop talking about pride like that for real.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of June, then I think that's kind of when the parties really start. So that's when the white gays will be plenty drunk.
Lord.
But
yep.
All of these discussions of straight pride parades and like you're that upset. You're that mad. Like you,
the city of Boston, man.
You hate that hard.
Yeah.
Like that's just a parade. What? I don't even understand where the confusion, because it's always like, why do you feel like you have to broadcast your sexuality to everybody? And it's just like, you're either that daft or
it's a good song.
You are pretending to be. And I just can't figure out which one is worse. You have to recognize.
I was really trying to think about it.
The existence or the experience that LGBTQ people live in every single day.
Yes.
So it makes sense for gay people to have events where they can celebrate who they are. Don't nobody say nothing to y'all when Burning Man and Bonnaroo come around and you motherfuckers want to go.
And you go in.
And sniff coke off of your inner thighs and do whatever the fuck it is that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You're just simply allowed. Yep. So I don't understand why. And I think that another thing about it that's so disheartening is to see marginalized groups of people who you'd expect would get the ignorance behind this since you're slapped with pretty much the same thing all of the time. Seeing so many of those groups of people be like, totes agree. It's like... Okay, well, I guess I'll stay in bed today.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I just, I decided that I wanted to read that letter because I felt like it sort of perfectly encapsulates my feelings about allies, fake or not, and this Pride Month and a lot of y'all's reactions to it. Like, I would just like to, you know... eat and be able to take care of people that I care about.
That would be nice.
You know, be just left live in to peace. Live yeah. in a peaceful,
to live in
equal.
Peace. Just allowed to work all. And exist and have a home and a family and go
mind
to the doctor.
My business.
And just be a human, you know?
Mind your business.
Just human things.
I just don't know why we can't.
I'm so glad you brought it up, honestly, because my read this week is in the same vein, except it is somebody else in the LGBTQ community who is hating on another one of us. So
Andrew Caldwell and James Wright Chanel?
You...
Did you see that? We'll talk about it later.
I'm so mad you just said that because now I feel compelled to look up whatever this is.
It's pretty good.
I have to see this.
It's pretty good.
I will look at this later. I cannot believe you just did that to me. Okay, anyway. This past weekend, a young man named Craig went viral because...
Oh, my God.
He works at a Holiday Inn. There was a racist woman who was in the Holiday Inn. You've probably seen this video.
Yeah.
And she's wanting to be allowed to stay in the hotel. However, he's not letting her stay there because she called him a fucking nigger on the phone. There's great phrases. You know, he stays calm and in control, but still very much letting these white people know that they bullshit is not tolerated. You know, we all go up for it when we first see it. Yay. I could tell he was gay. No shade. I just could tell he was gay. And so I was like, yes, gay black male, you better go off on these racist ass white people. I love this. Not even 12 full hours later, I have to say thank you so much to all you kids who were raised on being internet like researchers, you kids who like honed your skills on Tumblr and you can find everybody's problematic everything. My hat's off to you bitches, because they went back and found tweets from this man, some that are very old and some that are as recent as 2 or 3 weeks ago, saying stuff like, I'm gay, I'm sinning already, but y'all trans people are on another level that I just can't get with. Y'all playing with God by changing your sex. Y'all trying to trans shame, but I'm sorry, I'm not supporting that bullshit. You can change your body, but you can't change the fact that you can't have babies, blah, blah, blah. Y'all mad, I said what I said, etc. There are a lot of these transphobic tweets. So, of course, you know, the internet reacted, and rightfully so, because this man went viral calling out people who were bigoted and then was also bigoted towards somebody in his same community. And I'm not even trying, like, I'm not trying to single him out necessarily as an individual, it's more of this mindset. It's a lot of people out here who are ignorant like Craig is. And I know he has, you know, fake apologized and put out an iOS press release and went on Instagram Live.
He's just tweeting this too.
Still arguing with you, Nick. I mean, and arguing with people back and forth. He done already put out shirts, you know, with It's a Best Western Next Door or whatever.
Like, I bet he did.
Absolutely capitalizing on this viral thing as much as possible anyway. But I just want to remind y'all, like Kid Fury said, like we are in the middle of Pride Month now, and we just heard a letter from somebody calling out fake allies. A lot of us who are LGBTQIAA are so hateful towards people who are the T. And okay, I like that.
I did too.
I like that a lot.
That was actually
y'all
really
are the
great.
T.
Yeah.
But like for real, we are this transphobia is so deeply embedded in us as a society that even people who know what it is like to be discriminated against for their sexual orientation or their gender presentation or their gender identity just look for somebody that they can also crush in the same way they have been crushed. A lot of us, and somebody else tweeted this to me and I thought it was so smart. Remember on Pose when Blanca was like, you a gay black boy, who else are you going to use? Like, how else are you going to feel superior?
Yeah.
You have to shit on trans women because you don't have nobody else in society who is exactly. lower than you are. Yeah. Like, but it hurts even more for me seeing somebody who is what I would call a part of my like global community as far as like people who share my same race and queer orientation. It hurts that much more to me to see how we treat people who are going through so much more in their everyday lives than most of us ever have to deal with. Like, you don't have to understand trans people. You don't have exactly. to figure out why people are trans. You don't have to know everybody's birth name and life history and were you traumatized and were you this and were you that. People are who they are, and you need to accept it, and not even just accept it, but actively work to not further hurt those people. And it don't take a lot. It don't right. take a lot to use somebody's pronouns. It don't take a lot to respect the fact that humans are humans and they deserve the same basic dignity.
That's it.
It's really that fucking simple. But when it comes to people who are already marginalized, so many of us just want to experience that feeling of being dominant over somebody else, that we take out whatever power we have on them. We see this a lot with queer men or black men, black straight men especially. Y'all love to act like what you really want is the freedom to behave exactly like white men do. And that seems to like also mean terrorizing women and getting away with it. It's kind of like y'all don't even really want equality for everybody. You just want the ability to also dominate somebody else and oppress other people. And it's like, that's not really what the goal is supposed to be here. If you are black and queer and you think that it makes sense for you to take it upon yourself to spread hatred about the trans community or even more specifically the black trans community, I just don't. I'm really having a hard time understanding how you can claim to love yourself and treat other people that way. I really do. Like, when I saw these tweets and I saw how it's not just like he said something about trans people one time. This is a topic that you feel strongly about and you brought it up over and over and over again. And I just cannot help but wonder what unexamined shit is going on in your life to where you feel like it's appropriate or makes sense or is a good thing to lash out at people who ain't did shit to you. Trans women, trans men, non-binary people, they don't want shit but to live their lives like everybody else. They want to be left the fuck alone to live like we just said. They want to be able to have jobs and contribute to their families and, you know, live regular, normal, happy lives.
That's the thing, yeah.
And so for you to be so hateful, so nasty, so gross about it, and then also still expect us, the black community, to like ride behind you because you had these racist ass people at your job. And now he mad talking about it's one thing for y'all to be irritated online, but don't be calling Holiday Inn trying to get me fired and all this. Sir, you filmed yourself going off on these people. It's not like somebody was in the lobby and taped you and then released it to the shade room and now you went viral against your will. You filmed it knowing you was about to go off on them people. You uploaded it and now this is the fallout. So if you think that we're going to put aside your transphobia to support you while you are dragging these racist ass white bitches. You got a whole nother thing coming. I'm sure some niggas will, and they won't give a fuck about none of this, and they accept your little fake apology, or they never gave a shit in the first place, and they'll still be all about whatever it is you, Craig, do. But the rest of us are not going to sit up here and throw support or resources or whatever else behind somebody who feels like where he sins, because he called it a sin, where he sins or where he fucks up is the last acceptable line of sinning or fucking up. And anybody who sins differently than you do is somehow a worse person or somebody who needs to be looked down upon. Now, I don't think, you know, being gay or being trans is a sin. You clearly do, sir. And so maybe you need to take some time and sit with why you feel like who you are goes against God. Because I'm sure that has a lot to do with why you feel like trans people ain't worth shit. But sir, I guess you learned today. You're not going to be able to hate on, and not it, like, it's, if you look at the tweets, it's like detailed, this like vitriol towards people who are not doing shit to you and just trying to live. So I'm sorry that you had this grand rise to internet fame, and by the time the sun set, it had all turned on you and niggas hated you, but that's the way the viral weed tumbles. I don't even know, like, this is just what happens. Like, you're a fucking dickhead because you doubled down on it. On top of that, like, y'all could just take the criticism, learn from it, and do differently. But instead, you want to act like people are wrong for being offended by the hateful things you said. Man, kiss my ass. It's Pride Month on top of that. God damn. I just get so annoyed with shit like that.
It's really ridiculous. Like, I just don't understand. I know that it's less about the people that you are hating. It's not even so much about transgender people as much as it is you just looking for whatever semblance of power through hate, mm-hmm. or through, you know,
right.
disrespect of another group of people. But sis, how are you so very clearly awake in what prejudice is, so much to the point that you are recording yourself,
yep.
denying someone else access to this hotel that you work in because of something racist?
And deservedly so.
Right, and deserved, right. because we celebrated it. That was fantastic.
You get that.
Right, but then you turn around and express that, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't get how people don't see the similarities, the reflections, yeah. and all of this shit. When you could simply, even if you don't, you know, unfortunately, if you decide not to make an effort of any kind to understand, like you said, mm-hmm. you cannot understand and still mind your goddamn business, yep. and worry about your motherfucking self,
yep.
and let people live and have this. Like, I just don't understand why the fuck you care. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? If you don't feel yeah. like trying to just get it, then get out the way. At the very least, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think the 8th transgender woman was just murdered this year. Like,
see, I didn't even
want to. What's her name? Chanel Lindsay? Second woman in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Chanel or Chanel, something like that. But yeah, it's like, we hear these stories about Black trans women specifically being targeted and killed by men in our community who cannot handle the people that they see in front of them. And yet you, somebody else who, if these niggas had the chance, like, they would also stomp a hole in your ass.
I just don't see what you
do. And yet you skipping right over that to join them in the hatred. It don't make sense. It's like poor Republicans voting alongside rich Republicans. Like, you do understand.
They don't.
You farmers are voting for Donald Trump, and what he do? Talking about tariffs with Mexico, and now you can't sell your soybeans to China, and everybody losing money, and you owe taxes for the first time in years. Like, yeah, bitch, because you got on the wrong team, ho, so that you could hate on somebody else who didn't do shit to you.
Just leave people. Like, I just.
You could do better, though. You could just do better. You could just leave people alone. It's,
you know how
so
many
easy.
Things I see on a day-to-day basis that I'm just like, oh, okay. And I just...
I'm going to just keep on going. I ain't even going to stop and dwell on that for too long.
But just people just come up with the dumbest stuff, especially when they feel like within their right to hate others, because it just makes them feel like... Well, it's it, like he perfectly said it. Yeah. I've got my sin, but at least I'm not blessed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's where
just like that.
All of that shit came from. I saw Marlon Wayans posted like a photo of his daughter. I remember if she was graduating or maybe going to, I don't know what she, maybe it was her birthday. I don't remember what it was. Or maybe it was just for Pride. But he posted a, like a happy Pride thing to her and how much he loves her and supports her and all that kind of thing. Very basic. But yeah, he got all of these messages from people that did not create this person.
Oh, God.
About why, oh, she's too young to understand that. Don't do this. Da, 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 da. And Marlon was like,
she's too young.
She's 19. Like, pretty sure she knows what she's doing. I'm going to love her for who she is and not for who I want her to be. And I was just like, I mean,
next level. Look and at it shouldn't
all
be,
you
but it is.
Simply have to do.
Yep.
But
whoever
even
you are, I love you regardless. I
even
support you.
Outside of how he looks at his kid, do you know that that's not yours? Like, you could have looked at that and just been like, oh.
Right.
Okay. I don't understand why where so many people get off being just like, fuck these people and let me make an effort to express fuck these people.
Well, that is the American way.
Yeah.
That is truly how America operates. All of you motherfuckers who want to take away a woman's right to choose could simply just not have abortions. You could, I mean, most of y'all can't even get pregnant. But even if you can and you're against abortion, you could just never have an abortion. And then you would never have any issue with whoever you think your God is or whatever you think your God wants you to do. You could just never have an abortion because what happens in my womb don't have shit to do with what happens in yours and vice versa. My situation, my circumstances, my path in life, we are not the same person. So I don't know how you feel like you have the right to tell me what I can do with my body because you don't like it or you think it's nasty or gross or wrong. Bitch, then don't do it.
Even Young Thug's daughter can tell you that. She can drive. Like, it's like second grade.
God damn, it's just so fucking frustrating. So please, especially black queer people, do better in supporting our trans brothers and sisters and they, thems, and everybody else because they need it more. They need it the most.
I just, yeah. Okay.
That's it. Amen. That wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Check us out on social media at This Is The Read. Our website is thisistheread.com. We have a show coming up in D.C. on June 22nd, I believe.
Yeah.
Tickets available at thereadlive.com. And don't forget to check out ThreadUp, the world's largest online consignment and thrift store. They make it easy to stay on trend and on budget with up to 90% off top brands like Reformation, Nike, Free People, and more. Never pay full price again and shop guilt-free with ThreadUp and get an extra 30% off your first order at threadup.com/read, THREDUP.com/read for an extra 30% off today. Terms apply. Go check it out.
Yes. Also, there are party tickets online. The 305 Live, I was informed yesterday, I believe, that we're almost sold out. So,
of course,
if you've been thinking about it, if you want, you can go ahead and get that ticket in before it's too late. It's going to be a great time. And, you know,
it always is.
I'm ready and raring to go.
Just come ready to have fun and shake that ass and leave other people alone. Just come ready to do that. Don't start no shit at no 305 Lives and it won't be no shit.
And the thing is, there never is.
There's never a real problem. Never, you know, maybe the bathroom line is long because somebody's in there doing coke, but not a real problem.
Yeah, you guys can not
y'all
do
would
coke.
Just like not do coke.
Like, on the premises. Or at least not prevent other people from
right. I mean, go in the corner. Go in the corner, girl. People got to pee.
People are drinking here, so, yeah, so it's got to be.
Let's all remember to be courteous in the bathroom. Leave it the way you want to find it. And let's have
no
a good
judgment
time.
For whatever it is that you choose to do. But, you know, you take your bump, bump, bump right on.
All right. On that note.
I think that's it.
We will see y'all next week.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you next week. Bye.